This couple, I was building a building, a barn for some of my tractors and stuff last week, me and a couple of guys. And I had to go out to Ballinger to get the steel to be able to get it so I could get it done. And so we drove all the way out to Ballinger, Texas, where the plant was, with my truck and trailer to pick up that steel. When I walked in, there was a little girl there taking the information. I said, I placed an order. My name's Scrivener. She looked up. She said, from Argyle? I said, yeah, that's me. And so she said, okay, take this and go down to door number two and load up your steel and come back around and pay for it. And I said, okay. So I went around, loaded it, and come back. And while there, I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm beginning to ask her, are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus? And so all of a sudden she says, that voice. I know that voice. She looked up at me and she said, are you Thurman Scrivener? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I got saved last January and I've listened to hundreds of hours of your teaching. You've changed my life forever. She was just so excited. And then another little girl comes in about that time. And when I turned to look at her, she said, Thurman Scrivener, can I touch you? I said, well, of course, honey, I'll shake your hand. What's the deal? She said, I came to one of your healing schools last year and I had bad eyes and Jesus healed me and I don't have to wear glasses no more. I said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So Eldon and I had a good 15 or 20 minutes. Nobody else could get in, get anything. Them girls was talking to me and Eldon about the Lord. They forgot everybody else standing in line for about 15 or 20 minutes. Isn't it wonderful to go to a little dinky town out in the middle of nowhere like that and you run into two girls that your teachings have changed their life? And the young lady that was talking to me first, she said, I've learned how to get God to do wonderful things for me by walking in obedience to His Word. And she said, I cut my hand the other day and said, I have an 8-year-old son. And she said, blood was just gushing out of my hand. So she said, I reached up and covered my hand up like this and I started to wash it off and said, about that time my son walked in. And he said, Mama, is something wrong? And I said, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. And she said, I'm saying, Lord, you're going to have to help me here. I got to have some help on this hand. And she said, my son got whatever he wanted and he walked out. And she said, okay, Lord, I want to thank you for healing my hand. She said, I walked over under the faucet, took my hand off, and there's only a scratch. It had already healed up underneath. She was just so excited. Isn't it wonderful when God does those kind of things for you? Isn't it wonderful? But He's an awesome God, isn't He? And He confirms it to us all the time. Well, today I want us to find some of the things that we have to do that really makes all of this work. There is one thing that really makes all of this work. And you know what that is, don't you? Love. That's what it is. Love makes everything work. Now, Cheryl and I have talked about this extensively. As we've ministered to people all across the country, we really noticed it about the second time we went to Germany. We were just amazed at the number of women, nice-looking, attractive women that had breast cancer in the left breast. And you know what the problem was in every one of them? They did not love themselves. And they did not know that not loving yourself is a sin. So Cheryl said, honey, you've got to teach on this. People, especially women, have got to know that God demands us to love ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, we're breaking His spiritual law, and it is a sin, and it will make you sick. Now, there's a lot of people sick and afflicted with all kinds of diseases because they just don't love themselves. Now, it can happen in a man also, but it's not quite as bad. It doesn't appear in men. And usually when you ask a man, do you love yourself? He'll think a second and say, yeah. But women, you say, do you love yourself? And they'll think 5 minutes. And then I say, who could love me? And they're usually sick. And some of those, depending on how long they've been meditating on that, have breast cancer. They have all kinds of problems with their stomach. They have heart problems. All these things are all things that have to do with a woman not loving herself. And if you don't love yourself, it'll kill you. You cannot walk in the power of God because that is a commandment. And we're going to talk about some of these things today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we talk about your word today and love. And we're going to use many scriptures, Lord, We ask you to touch our hearts, open our hearts to the Word. Lord, let us see the truth of the Word so we can obey it. We want to obey your Word and do everything you say so we can be a blessing to those around us and so you can use us mightily for your glory. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, there's many, many, many places the word love's used in the Bible, but I'm just going to use a few of them. Starting off, I'm going to go to Matthew 5, 43 through 48. That's where we're going to start. Matthew chapter 5, start with verse 43. And it doesn't make any difference, King James, NLT, any of them will be okay, Dave, whichever one you want to use. Matthew 5, 43 through 48. And it says here, one day, it was there and then it was gone. So, Matthew 5, 43. You have heard that the law of Moses says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I said, we've heard that, haven't we? That's what it used to say. But Jesus says, I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, you know that's not easy to do. You know, when somebody hurts you and is mean to you, love your enemies. I mean, sometimes it's hard enough to love your mate. Y'all know what I mean? Every once in a while, your mate will do something. It'll be hard to love him or her. Now, I know none of you girls ever had a husband, you know, that's like me. You know, I mean, that it's difficult for your wife to love you. Have any of you girls ever had, no, don't hold up your hand. But if any of you girls ever had a problem with your husband, no, like I say, don't hold up your hand. You laugh if you want to, but don't hold up your hand. But I think sometimes it's difficult just to stay in a love walk with your mate, is it not? Sure, there's times once in a while when you want to say, this young girl married, she said, oh, I love this boy. I said, is he a Christian? I don't know. I said, what? You're a Christian and you're going to marry this guy and you don't know if he's a Christian? Oh, but I love him. I love him so much I could just eat him up. He's so sweet. I love him. I said, but he's not a Christian. He's a devil. Oh, no, Mr. Scrivener, that's wrong. And so she marries him. And 6 months later, she's on my doorstep crying, oh, I wished I had listened to you. You ever heard that story before? Yeah, sure. But Jesus warned us. You know, if you're going to get married, make sure you marry a person that believes like you do, that believes in Jesus. He tells us, he warns us, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Because what does the devil and a Christian have in common? Nothing. And so I don't care how much you think you love that person. You know, you don't want to marry that person. You want to obey God's word. But I think most people don't know that. So the Lord tells us, if you happen to get one of those that's your enemy, and you thought it was going to be your mate, which you made them your mate, and now then you've really got your work cut out for you. And lots of women do this. And then they have to pray for that guy for years. Sometimes years and years before they get him saved. And sometimes some of them don't ever get him saved. But the Lord says, you've heard that the law says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And that's what it used to say. But Jesus said, I'm changing the rules. Love your enemies and pray for those that persecute you. So if you have somebody who's been mean to you, that's not doing what you think is right, instead of talking evil about them according to the word, what should we do to them? Pray for them. Love them. It's not easy to do what Jesus says. It's kind of tough. Now, the next two verses, 45 and 46. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust, too. If you love only those who love you, what good is that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. I mean, it's real easy to love people that love you. You know that? You know? I mean, even when your mate, I mean, you know, when Cheryl's a good girl and she always does everything I want her to do, it's real easy to love her. It's when I ask her to do something that she don't do, that I want her to do. That's when it's difficult for me to stay in love. You know, or whenever she wants me to do something and I don't do something, she's learned real easy, real quickly how to get over that. Instead of talking about me or fussing, she just turns her back and walks over and says, okay, God, this man that you brought to me, you're going to have to soften his heart. If I've done something wrong, you soften my heart. And usually he softens her heart. No, usually he softens mine. But is that what we are? Why did God tell us to pray? And what do? Usually get all mad and puffed up and fuss about it and that kind of stuff, right? But is that what God said do? No, that's not what God said do at all. Now then, if you do it His way, do you think the results is probably going to be better? Absolutely. You do what the King says. Now then, verse 47 and 48. He says, if you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, that's a goal to shoot for. You know, I mean, I was teaching on these kind of things one time over in Dallas, and there was a young man sitting over here on the side, and I'm talking about how we need to have no sin in our life. And this young man, he's new, first time he'd ever been there. He held up his hand at a Bible study one Tuesday night, and he said, sir, are you telling me you think that you can walk without sin for a whole day? I said, absolutely. He said, you know, that's impossible. Nobody can go through a day without sin. I said, son, talk for yourself. Speak for yourself. I said, my goal is to walk with God in total obedience to His Word every day of my life with no sin. I said, now, if I do mess up somewhere, which I don't want to, but if I do let the enemy get through or the flesh get through to me, I said, I want to repent as quickly as possible and get back in that love walk with God. I said, when I don't, I'm separated from Him and He don't answer my prayer. He said, well, I guess the next thing you'll tell me, I'm supposed to be perfect. I said, well, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but let's go to Matthew 5:48 and let's see what it says. What does Matthew 5:48 say? I mean, so the king, would the king ask you to do something that was impossible? No, he never would he? Now, he didn't say it's going to be easy, did he, brother? No, it ain't easy. But if he told us to do it, is it obtainable? Absolutely. The king would never tell us to do something that was not obtainable. You know, but that's just like, I go back and think of the day whenever I was a little 10-year-old boy. I loved building model airplanes. Now, nobody ever taught me how to fly one.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with this teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this teaching titled, Love Yourself, God Commands It, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the TLSM website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.